Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisune the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Absolutely, and it's our weekly slot where we talk to a member of a community club that's doing wonderful work in their area and find out a little bit more about how that club works and what makes it tick. I'm delighted to be joined here in studio by Gráinne Ryan, executive member of Nifina GAA Club, to chat about all things and the role of the club in the local community. Gráinne, you're very welcome to the show.
How you doing? Thanks, Reggie.
Great to have you in. Yeah, I mean, Nifina, what a wonderful... I mean, the name Nifina strikes fear into a lot of other clubs around the capital and around the country, indeed. Such an iconic club in GAA circles and going from strength to strength at the moment.
Yeah. I suppose going back to the history of the club, we were founded in 1955 and we had 201 members then. And it was founded really because there was a gang of boys leaving minor when they're playing with CJ Kickhams and they wanted to play adults. So they said, right, we're going to found our own club. And I suppose they called it Nifina because it can't be translated to English. Mm. It means warrior, things like that. So, and 70 years later, we're going from strength to strength, as you said. We've more than 3,900 members at last count. Our newest little member, Charlie Moore, and being born there during the week. So it's great. He's a jersey already anyway.
Yeah, born wearing a jersey probably.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And a hurl in his hand.
3,900 members, that's quite incredible. Huge management in a club of that size, I'd imagine. I know you've got 15 locations spanning across 55 acres. And as you said, 3,900 members. There must be a huge administration and part of the membership and running of the whole organisation.
There is, yeah. We have a big executive. I suppose we have 12 members, I think. Mm. And everybody has different roles. I'd say I'm in about 25 different WhatsApp groups as well. We've working groups for everything. We've more than 40 members of our facilities committee. Like you said, it takes a lot of maintaining for all our facilities and cutting the grass morning, noon and night. Yeah. Things like that, just making sure everything is running well. And then we've got, as well, like the games side of things, but we've also got lots of different activities within the club. We have a green committee as well that we're trying to plant a pocket forest now and look through all our recycling and things like that. Mm.
Again, the club, as part of the community, getting involved in all aspects of it. I suppose you mentioned at the very beginning there how this was, Nifina were founded on the back of the fact that there was a group of boys that wanted to branch out and they were leaving. So they got together and set it up. But it's certainly not boys now, the diversity involved in clubs. So the inclusion of girls and the expansion of the club on the back of that must have added a lot of pressure to try and find playing spaces.
Absolutely. So I suppose in the field we've hurling, camogie, football, ladies football, handball and rounders.
Wow.
So we're very lucky to have so many different codes within the GAA. Mm. And I think when you kind of hear the history of the club, the founding members were so inclusive. They were so ahead of their time. In 1969, when Greta Gray and Sean Clerkin founded Camogie, we were one of the first clubs to have equal membership rights for men and women. Mm. And it's like you say, behind every good man is a good woman as well. Like, yeah. So we have all our founding members, but all their wives and their families behind them as well. And then in 1989, we have the ladies' football began in the club as well. And we are the one club model.
Right.
Like everybody says, it's been in the media recently, things like that. So we try our very best for equality. And like that, our under eights, I think it is, have 100 girls who finished nursery last year. And I think the nursery, which has over 500 kids in it, this morning now on Movie Road, it's 51% female to 49% male at the last count, I think.
I must admit, you know, I think the LGFA, the work that's begun on in that, and we've spoken about many times on this show, putting GAA front and centre in front of girls, the reaction to that is phenomenal. And like pretty much filling Croke Park for the ladies' finals as well. You know, well, maybe not filling it, but not far off it. It's gone up a lot over the last number of years. That, I'm not surprised at that 51% figure is what I'm saying. I mean, there's huge interest from the girls. And you mentioned the nursery as well. Of course, that was kind of one of its kind early in the early 90s. Probably one of the first clubs, if not the first club, to establish a nursery.
Yeah, I think so. I was talking to my dad about it last night, and he was saying in 1990... the first nursery was found, I think it was football, and then 1991 it was football and hurling. And speaking of the nursery, the, when our senior hurlers won the county final there in October, all bar two of the panel came through our nursery.
Amazing.
So it's brilliant to see, and it shows that our club is a lifelong thing.
And
it's not a flash in the pan, and as you say, it's working.
That's amazing. You played a little bit yourself. I know you're going to be modest, but you played a lot of camogie yourself.
I did. Now, I'll tell you this, when I was a brat of a toddler, I said, I'm never playing hurling, I'm never doing anything. And then sure, one day mum was gone away for the weekend, dad brought me down to the nursery and left me there. Give me a hurl, put on
no
a helmet. I had no choice. I didn't know where to go. So like that, you're born into it. Well, I was born into it anyway when mum and dad met in the club. So I was born into it. And then, I suppose I progressed and played up through the levels and then went to adult and then played with Dublin for a while as well, and now I'm making my way back down from the senior team down to the second team. I'm getting slower, and the girls I've trained are passing me by.
that transition is part of the whole gig. You're still there.
I'm still there. I'm still with the minor camogie team.
Yeah.
This year, and there's a couple of other things. I'm involved with the GA for All as well. So children with additional needs, we have training session for them every Saturday. So like that's going from strength to strength. Brilliant. And it's actually my favourite part of the week as well.
You get real satisfaction out of that. Okay, for anyone listening, if they would be interested in joining, is it still possible to join the club?
We're always open for new members. So we have a website, it's www.clgnafina.com. We're on Instagram, CLG_Nafina, and Facebook as well, CLG Nafina.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Gráinne, Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time and coming in and talking to us here this morning in our club spot. And it was wonderful chatting to you. And I know you were worried about maybe filling in the 8 minutes. No bother.
Loads more to say, but that's great. Thanks so
time
much,
goes quickly on live radio. Wonderful chatting to you, and take care, and we'll talk again.
Thanks.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television license fee on Sunshine 106.8.